This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paulie and Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So a zoo in Cairo, Egypt is taking some heat. They've been painting stripes on donkeys, passing them off as zebras. Note to zookeepers, next time try vertical lines. A guy in Canada legally changed his gender in court and ended up saving 15% on his car insurance. Canada just changed their law. You can now claim to be whatever gender you identify with without surgical reassignment. The guy used that loophole, he said, because women pay less for car insurance than men. He's now paying about $1,100 less a year. But the guy, or maybe woman, I guess, said he did it solely to save money on his car insurance. And it's legal. No, something's not right there. Guy in Missouri has created cowboy boot sandals. Yeah, they look just like cowboy boots. But instead of completely covering your feet, they've got straps like sandals. Check them out at redneckbootsandals.com. Look pretty dumb, I think. Today's dumb crook story out of Wisconsin. A guy wanted to watch an Arizona Wildcats basketball game, so he called a restaurant's cable company, pretended to be an employee, and added the Pac-12 network to their package. Cops wound up investigating, and they arrested him last month for felony identity theft. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. The tech company WeWork actually has a boss with the title Chief Culture Officer, and he's spearheading an effort to make the company meat-free. The company will no longer serve red meat, pork, or poultry at company functions. It gets worse. The company will also not reimburse employees who order hamburgers during lunch meetings. Seems like a company telling you how to live your life. You'll take my steak when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. Word out that 75% of us would give up something we love, including coffee, booze, social media, and even whoopee, if it meant we could instantly have the body we wanted. 3% said they'd give up their homes for the ideal body. 2% said they'd break up with someone they love for that perfect bod. Really? Vain. So vain. Ever argue with your kids? Sure. The average parent has 2,184 arguments with their kids every year. The most common thing we argue with them about? Cleaning their plate. Rich guy in England has engineered an actual Iron Man suit that's capable of reaching speeds of over 30 miles an hour and getting to an altitude of 12,000 feet. The suit can supposedly fly for 4 minutes, which might not be enough time to fight crime, but is plenty of time to enjoy the ride. All this sounds fun and exciting, but there is some bad news. Anybody who would like to do what he's done will have to pay the $600,000 price tag. Oh, them ain't no cheap thrills. Next stop on the Cozy Summer Tour, the Casco Ultimate Mud 5K Challenge. This Saturday, first race of the day, 8 a.m., and there are a variety of races, including the trail run, the main event, the team race, and the 1K Children's Utterly Muddy Charge. Learn all about the event at CascoMudder.com. And listen for more from me this Saturday, 9 to 11, on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Knucklehead news out of Oklahoma, where a guy went a little wacko after breaking into a business in the wee hours, stripping off his clothes, taking apart electronics, and downing a large can of almonds. Matthew Zimmerly took the name of Chaos Studios a little too seriously when he jimmied his way in, caused a ruckus, tearing off his clothes, knocking back some beer from the fridge, finishing off some pantry items. Owner Jennifer Mayo, who found Zimmerle sleeping in her bed, believes he also took a shower and did a load of laundry during his overnight stay. He was charged with burglary. The Daily Buzz. I'll happily accept your contributions for this Daily Buzz at paul@wcsy.com. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or catch up with us on social media, Facebook or Twitter. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber and we'll email them to you. You'll also find the Daily Buzz on our Facebook page, iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.